Really, what prompted you to decide to run for the Burlington City Council?
Well, really, I just kind of want to see different ideas get put out there. I feel as though our city has done a pretty good job of, you know, developing with what they can. But I'd like to see us try to do a little bit more as far as giving people more entertainment options. I'd also like to see one of my big pushes is actually to focus on poverty and helping the working class out. One thing that I've seen is there was a study by the United Way, the ALIS study, and roughly 44% of Burlington citizens are either in poverty or considered working poor. Finding those kinds of statistics is actually pretty hard, but you know, getting that out there, just knowing that is extremely troubling for Burlington in my mind.
What would you like to see the city do? Is it get more involved? Is it what are just some maybe ways that the city could get more involved in that issue?
Well, one idea that I have is I'd like to see us start pushing more to help develop green energy to help people save on their bills. The solar panels and whatnot have come down quite a bit in price these days, and I'd like to see us find a way to be able to either help homeowners or even renters by either, you know, some sort of credits or something to help out with homeowners to be able to install them, as well as ways for people who rent to be able to somehow do neighborhood associations or something like that to be able to get into green energy to save on their bills. Another thing that I'd like to see is for like more neighborhood improvement type things done by the city. We do a lot of work trying to help lure businesses in, and I think we should continue doing that. I mean, obviously, jobs are jobs. Everybody needs them. But I'd like to see us do more to help out the average Burlingtonian.
You mentioned also the need for more entertainment, and I'm looking at it probably, are you thinking more along the lines of quality of life improvements? Is that kind of what you're looking at? And why would that be a target?
I feel as though there are some good entertainment options in Burlington, but I'd like to see more activities, more things for people to do. Like, for instance, I have seen in Cedar Rapids and Des Moines these trampoline parks, these indoor year-round trampoline parks that people can go to and have a good time in. Why can't we develop something like that here in Burlington? Why can't we, you know, help push more activities like that? I'd like to see us keep and find ways to make better use of our Memorial Auditorium as well. Things like that is what I mean for entertainment options. I mean, we've got to give people incentive to stay here, things to do when they're not working, things for our younger people to do, you know, when they're not in school as well.
What characteristics, what traits would you bring as a member of the city council? What are some of those characteristics and traits that you would bring as an alderman?
I would bring a ability to listen to basically anybody of any walk of life. I mean, I feel as though everybody has, even if you don't agree with someone, everybody has something that they can bring to the table, even if your thought is directly opposed to theirs. Another aspect that I bring is that I have no problems with putting work in to study things and, you know, come up with different solutions. And I definitely have no problems with speaking my mind when it comes to certain things, but, you know, you got to keep it respectful and all of that.
Any experience when it comes to public office, boards and commissions, or is this a brand new ballgame for you?
I have been working with the Iowa Democratic Party for the past couple of years. I'm actually the Second District Progressive Caucus Chair. So I have experience with working in that, but as far as actual offices go, no, I don't have any experience.
What made you, was it anything, you talked about why you ran, but was it something that maybe any council decision that make you get into it? Anything just with the city? I mean, to make that jump from all of a sudden, maybe not, to all of a sudden going from, well, I'm a regular citizen in this, and all of a sudden now I'm ready to make that leap into city government.
Well, I mean, basically, they haven't made any decisions where I'm like really super opposed. Although they keep on talking about these TIF financing projects, and I feel as though our city is, it's been growing, and they've been doing a great job of balancing our finances, but I feel as though it's a lot easier for us to grow for the future if we're not spending money in our future without getting a return for the service. So, like, for instance, there was talk of a couple of housing developments for luxury houses, and I just cannot get behind luxury housing developments, you know, giving free money for the next 5, 10 years, whatever, to a development that more than likely probably would have happened with or without the TIF funds.
What do you think is the biggest challenge or challenges facing the city right now, and how as an alderman would you work to address them?
I feel as though the biggest challenge in our city right now is actually the poverty issue, poverty and working class. I feel as though the jobs here, while they a fair amount of them pay enough money, we need to have more good paying jobs however we can. I am an advocate for a higher minimum wage, but since we do not have that option anymore, we need to get more creative with it. So I would say things like the green energy idea I have, maybe we can find some ways to help homeowners and property owners, landlords, to be able to help insulate their properties more so that way people have more money in their pockets. We need to find ways to decrease the water and sewer taxes, or the cost bills for everybody, so that way we're able to, you know, put more money in people's pockets.
Do you think Burlington has an image issue right now?
A little bit. Obviously, the crime issue that we had for the last couple of years definitely did not look good for us. I 100% support the police, but I feel as though the way that I would attack this more is to work more to improve the quality of life of Burlington. That way we're not, I feel as though, you know, with there's so many studies linking poverty and crime, that we're definitely good on the police aspect of it. I mean, we're spending nearly $4 million a year on our police department. So if we tackle the aspect of quality of life, you know, getting more more money into people's pockets, I feel as though that would also have a net benefit. It's going to take more than a few months to get our image corrected and to really fix those types of problems.
One of the issues the city is looking at right now is kind of what to do with the riverfront. They're obviously building the flood wall and maybe making some changes regarding the port, the Memorial Auditorium, that land in between. What would you like to see along Burlington's riverfront?
Honestly, I like the idea of a park down there. I feel as though that was an underutilized space as it was. We should also keep in mind that we're going to need expanded parking down there. We should be looking into getting a parking garage in that area, either along Valley or Jefferson somewhere, because of the decreased parking that the Memorial Auditorium, you know, the park that will hopefully end up going there will take. I do like that there was more of a community involvement with the splash pad, where they actually put out a survey saying, this is what we think about doing down here. What do you guys think? I like the idea of more community involvement with projects, so that way people can take ownership of it. The community can take ownership of it.
Any ideas that you, other ideas that we haven't touched on that you would want to bring up, or maybe things you've heard from people as you've been out campaigning? Any other ideas that you would have if you were elected?
The biggest thing that I want to push for is ways to get more money into people's pockets. I feel as though that is priority number one in this city, is how can we expand jobs? How can we find other creative ways to make it so that the average wage in Burlington raises up, so that way there are less people living in or close to poverty, which should have a net decrease in the amount of crime and also the ability for people to spend money at our local businesses.